Hello and welcome to GPTV on Tuesday, the 2nd of April. My name's Philip Kingston.
And I'm Gary Peer.
Gary, 2nd of April, the time just marches on. Did you have a lovely Easter,
weekend? Easter Tuesday is not what it was. Remember Easter Tuesday was a bit of a big deal? I mean, it's Easter Tuesday today. It used to be Easter Monday and then Easter Tuesday. Don't you remember that?
No.
I wonder if anybody here can kind of remember that Easter Tuesday was a bit of a thing. In fact, it might have even been a holiday in the old days. But now, there was never Easter Wednesday. It was Easter Monday, Easter Tuesday. So it's Easter Tuesday. Happy Easter Tuesday. Hope you had a good break. I had a great break. And you?
Good. Yep. No, lovely. Caught up with some friends. Went out for breakfast. Went out for dinner. Watched Netflix, of course. Watched the footy. Potted around the house. And just enjoyed some time off, Gary. So I'm refreshed and reinvigorated to get on with the second quarter of 2024.
Indeed. Big racing season. I didn't tell you though, last week, I had a horse run called Hampton Palace.
Well, of course, you had a horse running every week.
It's called Hampton Palace. I've bet on this horse every time it's run, Philip.
Yes.
I'm a big better, but I'm a consistent, loser. Anyway, remember Sunday week, we had a very busy auction day. It was a week we had like 44 auctions.
Yes.
Anyway, I get out of an auction, I get these messages, beep, 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 everything's going off my phone. Your horse just won.
Yep.
You think I had a Zach on it? No.
Tell me, what odds did it win at?
7 to 1.
So 7 to 1. Imagine if you'd had $100,000 on that horse, Gary. Imagine.
I wouldn't just be imagine. Here. I wouldn't be here to start with, I'd be just, saying,
or $1 million on that horse.
Yeah, exactly right.
Or tell me, if you'd put $1 million on the horse, what would the odds have,
I would have been happy to have had $10 on the horse, to the truth. I had nothing on it. So I'm a cursed punter.
Who would take $1 million bet? Like, are there bookies around?
Well, there was. Kerry Packer had, I think it was Colin Tidy.
May he rest in peace.
I think Colin Tidy took his, he had his own bookie who would take big bets.
Yeah.
And, of course, he'd lay them off a little bit as well.
Lay them off, just for the viewers. What does lay them off mean?
Well,
if I'm a bookie and I take $1 million bet,
you go and bet with other bookies, so you reduce your
liability. So I would ring you as a bookie and say, Gary, I've got this million. Do you want to come in for $100,000?
Yeah, you sort of syndicate the bet out a little bit.
Okay, anyway. That's what laying it off means.
That's what laying it off, Phil, means. Now you can lay off me and talk a bit about real estate. We don't have any auctions to review, really. Well, we've got a few last week which went well, but we've got some coming up. What's on your mind?
We did talk last week about how I would say, I would talk about GPTV this week about what's happening in the marketplace.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy to call it. This market is gathering momentum. Prices are going up.
It feels like it.
I'm not saying that they're going up every day, but we've now had enough sales where we sold something, say, a year ago. We've sold something very similar in the last few weeks, and there has been a significant price difference. Well, so here's my call, viewers. Tune in. Now, lean into your laptop or your iPhone or whatever medium you happen to be watching this show. Lean in, because I'm telling you this right now. The market's moving. When the first interest rate cut comes, which could be any day or it could be 12 months away, but we're starting to see the gathering momentum. I think buyers have twigged to the fact that the market's moving. They want to get ahead of the first interest rate cut, because when the first interest rate cut comes in, I reckon you're going to see an instant jump in prices.
Like that?
Like that.
Quick.
Like that.
It does feel like it's got a bit of a buzz around. Yep. I think the first quarter of the year, I don't think it was full of confusion. I don't think we lived in the land of confusion, but I think there were some people that just wanted to know, sellers, am I selling for the right price? And buyers, am I paying the right price? So everyone kind of jockeys to see how the market feels in the first quarter. Well, that's how it felt this year. Yep. Some quarters just go explosive from the start. This year was solid, not explosive.
Well, February wasn't explosive.
No.
But March definitely felt like it had some momentum.
Definitely. And you've got this, 4 or 5 month hiatus where, from basically the end of November, there's no real trend in the market, because December's a kind of odd month.
Cleans up the year.
January's nothing month, just to lose money
month. February we're opening up.
February's only half a month, and then really it takes March to get the vibe.
Correct.
Don't you reckon?
Correct.
March is the vibe setting month. Now we're in April, the vibe's been set. I'm on your bandwagon.
Yep.
As much as I like disagreeing with you, I'm going to agree with you this time.
Yes.
It feels like there's spring in the step of the market. Spring in
Where are we?
Autumn.
Summer, autumn. We're in autumn. Yeah.
We've got spring and autumn, Phil. And that's what it feels like, a bit of spring
viewers,
in the step.
If you're thinking of selling, jump in. Buyers, if you're thinking of buying, jump in. And as long as you buy and sell in the same market, Gary, your position is preserved. So we've got some sellers that say, oh, but if I haven't bought and the market's moving, then maybe I'll miss out. No, as long as you buy and sell in the same market. And what I mean by the same market, within the kind of same 3 to 6 month window.
What do you think of this quarter? I like this as a transacting quarter, this is, April, May, June. I mean, June, towards the end of June and even the middle of June, it tends to be few less listings around. But May is a very meaty month for sales. May is an interesting month, Phil, because there's no long weekend, no religious holidays of any sort, no major sporting events, no school holidays. So we're coming into May, very busy time. And of course, April, also active month, Phil.
No Grand Prix in front of us now, Gary. And I just brought that up as a segue because I'm not into the Grand Prix.
Do you know who won it?
I don't care if Ferrari came number one.
Who was the driver?
I have no idea. And I couldn't care less. But what I will say is that it's really fascinating because, you know, for so many years, the Grand Prix only appealed to, you know, the petrol heads that were into watching cars scream around. But that show, Something to Survive, Drive to Survive, has turned the Grand Prix into a completely different event in Melbourne. And I would say that for, whilst they say last year's Grand Prix was already feeling like a pickup as a result of that TV series, it's now become a carnival that I think Melbourne is falling in love with.
Well, it's the rest of the world that's falling in love with it as well.
No, but even, you know, our Melbourneites were very ambivalent about the car racing, you know, that whole thing about Save Albert Park from the terrible Grand Prix.
Yes.
Well, I reckon, I mean, it might have taken 20 years, but I think that that's now going to be part of the Melbourne calendar where Melbourneites actually go, yes, we're proud to host the Grand Prix.
And we're embracing it.
Yeah.
Well, look, we are the, you know, absolute, you know, we're the absolute envy of every place in the world, really.
Yep.
Because how many places have got, you know, tennis finals? I mean, there's only four major tennis events a year, isn't there?
Yep.
So tennis finals, we've got the Grand Prix, both international events. And then you've got major
Melbourne Cup,
which is semi-international, I would rate it. Semi-international. I mean, for some people into racing, but a lot of people, everyone.
Are you telling me that Melbourne Cup's not a proper international
race? No, it is. It is, but it's not the same as probably the Grand Prix, you know, which has got massive international appeal. I'd say it's semi-international, is international. And then you've got, of course, the grand final, which is, you know, a very much a national, iconic national event. Have I forgotten anything?
Moomba. I reckon we need to do now is do a deal with the Barcelona Football Club and get them to leave Barcelona and make Melbourne their home territory.
What do you think the chances of that are?
Or Manchester, like a big international soccer club, football club as they call it. If we could land that, then we're on fire here, Gary. We're on fire.
Is that where you're placing your money right now? No. That happens. You know, I reckon I'm a bad punter, but I tell you what. Anyway, the difference is I do punt and you don't.
Yeah, so it makes me a good punter in comparison to you.
It makes you a smarter punter.
Gary, we've made the call in this episode that the market's on the move.
Yeah, there is spring in autumn.
I'm seeing it, by the way, viewers. I'm seeing it across all of the different property categories. So we're already seeing apartments being bought by young owner-occupiers, not just young owner-occupiers, although it does tend to be a first home buy for a lot of people.
Yep.
I'm seeing it in townhouses. I'm seeing it in single-story villas. I'm seeing it in blocks of land. I reckon the architects and the builders are starting to come back into the market.
Yep.
I think there is a good feeling out there. So viewers, call to action. Bring your property to the market. Make a decision on buying something because we can see that 2024 leading into 25, 26, I think all of the fundamentals are now looking right.
And then we haven't even talked about immigration, have we?
Correct.
There is that whole element of immigration that's going to just push everything forward.
Yep.
I think. Anyway, it's very interesting times. Phil, let's talk about some of the auctions we've got coming up this weekend. I'll take the master list. You go through the individual brochures if you like to.
Lovely.
Because we've got a pretty busy weekend. Not our busiest by any means, but a pretty busy weekend.
A healthy weekend, Gary. Our bank manager would describe us as a healthy weekend.
Our bank manager doesn't always describe healthy and us in the same tone, I don't think, Philip. But let's just talk about what's going on midweek, because we've got 363A Bamber Road, Philip. Leo Samuel's auctioning that one, and lo and behold, we're doing that on Thursday as a twilight.
Great
evening.
Opportunity to get into the South Caulfield market, into a luxury home. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, a lock-up garage, good garden areas. Looks and feels like it's brand new. It's not, but it's got that feeling to it. So really good property.
Eight fine auctions on Saturday, Philip. Bit of range of suburbs. In fact, I think we're in eight different suburbs. We are. Let's kick off at 10:30. We've got double auction action. We're going to be in Station Street in Oakley with Leo Samuel.
Yeah, what an interesting property this is. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space, and you've got obviously lots of activity in that area. A great location.
Oakley's a great suburb, you know. Incredible. It's changed a lot, you know. It's got a big mix. Of course, it was always home to a big Greek population, so you could walk through, go, Yasu, Tikanes, Kala, you know, you could have a lovely conversation.
Still the epicentre of the Greek community.
But, you know, but people are coming in
Very
from
diverse,
all different cultures
absolutely.
Now. Loving that too. Lansdowne Road, St Kilda East is also at 10:30.
Gary, we love that location. Two bedrooms, one bathroom and a car space. Really good development, that, and incredible position.
Double auction action at 11:30. Philip, Jeremy Rosens is going to be in Ripponlea.
Gary, well, this is a really beautiful apartment. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. Check out the open fireplace in that sitting room. A beautiful home.
Leo Samuel is second of four auctions in St. James Avenue. He's meeting Christian Defreck, who's a busy man on Saturday. Got plenty of auctions himself.
Gary, this is a great property. Two bedrooms, one bathroom. And that is a property that you can move straight into, not spend a cent. Big entertaining areas and lovely garden area.
Philip, we're going to be in Lincoln Avenue. We are back in Oakley. I think I didn't note that there's two auctions in Oakley, but we are back with Christian Defreck in Lincoln Avenue. Leo auctions is at 12:30.
Assisted by Dizzy Wang there. Four bedrooms, one bathroom. Plenty of off-street car parking, Gary. That's a really interesting property. On the market for the first time in 80 years, and it is 1,128 square metres of the primest of Oakley land.
And we've got two other auctions, Philip, at 12:30. We're going to be in Alma Road, Simon Rodolnik auctions for Darren Krongold, this terrific apartment.
Together with Reno, this is a one-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-car-space apartment. That's a great entry into the marketplace.
You just have the one auction on Saturday, Philip. It's quite a quiet day for a very busy auctioneer. 23 Herbert Street in Albert Park. But, boy, you're going to a great location. This is a beautiful two-bedroom, one-bathroom property, Philip. In that very low ones, Nikki Janover has been handling it.
Check it out. I'm looking forward to doing that auction.
I know this block well. We've sold there before, and I love it. 10 at 6333 Inkerman Road is being auctioned by Leo Samuel, listed by Mark Kirkham.
You can walk from there to the tram in Balaclava Road, the tram in Hawthorne Road, the shops in Kooyong Road, or, of course, the fabulous Caulfield Park. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, a big living area and a car space.
I'm glad you had an easy Saturday, because you're doing six auctions on Sunday, Philip. The second is in Elsterwick, and I love the look of this home. A very regal, great-looking home in Gough Street, Elsterwick.
Gary, number 28. This is a fabulous home, single-storey, in absolute as-new condition. Four bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms, a double lock-up garage, everything that opens and shuts, and obviously that pocket of Elsternwick stroke Garden Vale is just the best.
Simon Rodolnik has the auction honours in Duke Street, Crawford South, being handled by Daniel Peer and by Romy.
Gary, that's a really nice apartment. Two bedrooms, one bathroom, one car space. And that's got a separate kitchen with a meals area and a lovely lounge room and balcony.
I know, Romy Skolnick been very busy there. Philip, let's get down to Ash Grove. I love this apartment. Leo Samuel has the auction honours. This is a terrific and spacious apartment in a great block. That was nearly an accident out there. Tell us a bit about 1 at 2. Ash Grove in Caulfield.
Gary, that's a great location. This is a three-bedroom, one-bathroom, one-car space, and it's got a massive courtyard garden, of which you've got a lease to for a 99-year lease. And viewers, just so you know, a lot of courtyard gardens are not necessarily on the title to a property, but if they come with a lease, it's normally 99-year lease.
It's as good as, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever seen a 99-year lease expire?
I haven't actually, but I'm told that rolling them over is kind of accepted.
Yeah, straightforward.
No guarantees, no warranties, of course.
And we won't be around to help you do that, unfortunately, unless something in science changes significantly. Philip, 17 Stone Street, that's a great address. You've got the auction honours of this one. You're meeting Daniel Mickmucker and a fine property at that.
Yes, a great opportunity. Just wonderful location there. Walking distance to the shops in Hawthorne Road. You've got the tram on your doorstep. And of course, you've got the fabulous Princess Park. Literally a little dog walk away.
Phil, Sally Zellman has had the pleasure of handling this property at 24A Canberra Grove in Crawford North. A terrific address. You are holding the auction there.
Gary, this is just exactly what you can't find most of the time. These are really hard to find properties like this. This is 645 square metres with a single storey solid brick beautiful home that's been fully renovated throughout. Three bedrooms, two bathrooms, undercover car parking for two cars. Wonderful entertaining era. I really like that home.
214 Hawthorne Road goes under the hammer at 2:30 p.m. You're meeting Joel Sir there for that one.
589 square metres of prime land, Gary, with a GRZ2 zoning. So developers, builders, architects, look at that site because there's lots of opportunity there.
Phil, lots of great homes being auctioned the weekend, but it may well be that we've saved the best till last. This home in Silverlea Grove is a magnificent real estate opportunity.
This, to me, is just one of the best houses we've had on the market in 2024 or 2023. This is 754 square metres of land, and Silverlea, I think, is just the best located street. You've got the most amazing family home with five bedrooms and a study, three beautiful bathrooms. You've got a double lock-up garage, but you've got further parking for another couple of cars, a swimming pool, a fantastic garden. That, to me, is family living at its finest.
I agree with you, Phil. That's a big wrap for this April edition. It's not an April Fool's Day edition, Phil, because that was yesterday, but it is an April edition. There is so much going on in the market. There's a lot of excitement here, and I think it's going to be running right through probably to that July period. It's going to be a busy time now, so strap yourselves in, buyers and sellers.
We've called it, viewers. We've called that this market is moving on, so the longer you sit on your hands or sit on the couch or just don't get involved in activity, you will be costing yourself the opportunity to get into the marketplace because, let's be clear, Melbourne is the most livable city in the world. Australia is the best country in which to live. All of the fundamentals look right moving forward. Now's the time to make your move. Thanks for watching GPTV. I'm Philip Kingston.
I'm Gary Peer. We'll see you next week.